Chapter 5. The Poisoned Comb. When the queen got home, she went straight to her mirror. She spoke to it as before. However, to her great surprise, it still said,
"You, O queen, are the fairest in this land. But over the hills, in the deep green wood, where the seven dwarves' house stood, there Snowdrop hides, working and cleaning too. And she is more beautiful, queen, than you."
The blood ran cold in her heart to hear that Snowdrop still lived. The queen dressed herself up again, but in a different dress from the one she wore before. Now she took with her a poisoned comb. When she reached the dwarf's cottage, she knocked at the door and cried, "Fine things to sell!" But Snowdrop said,
"I can't let anyone in."
The queen said, "Just look at my beautiful combs!" Then she gave Snowdrop the poisoned one. It looked so pretty that Snowdrop took it and put it in her hair to try it. But the moment it touched her head, the poison was so powerful that Snowdrop fell down as if in a deep sleep.
"There you may lie," said the wicked queen, and went her way.
But by good luck, the dwarfs came in very early that evening. When the little men saw Snowdrop lying on the ground, they knew what had happened. In no time, they found the poisoned comb. When they took it away, Snowdrop got well and told them all that had happened. They warned her once more not to open the door to anyone.